there's a big smile on your face. Was that West Brom's best performance of the season?
No, we've played well. I think we've played well at times and not got the results that we've deserved. But, you know, as a game, we've had four very, very difficult games. When you look at the, you know, we've played Tottenham, we've played Liverpool, we've played Man City, and now we've got come to the Champions. And to get 4 points out of those games, a point a game, has been very, very good, and we're very pleased.
And everybody seemed to do their jobs exactly as you got them, you know, prepared.
Yeah, I'm a great admirer of the way they play Leicester. I think they play through the pitch quickly. You know, they get it wide. They've got good wingers, four good wingers, and they get people in the box. And you know, it's a type of football. It's an old-fashioned way, but you know, my goodness, you've got to be on your mettle all the time to stay in the game. So we want to play our two wide players inside, but on the opposite side. So Brunty played on the right, Matty played on the left, and we brought them in to make sure that we were around the ball, because they do win a hell of a lot of second balls, and from that position they go wide and get balls in the box. So it's worked today. Other times I've done things and it don't work. So, you know, I'm not a genius. Don't worry about that.
Just finally from me, Matty Phillips, a very promising youngster. Perhaps did he lose his way a little bit in his career? Getting the best out of
Matt, him? Matty's biggest problem is himself, his confidence. He's a very talented boy. He's got all the tools. He's very quick, very strong. He's got two great feet. And, you know, you've seen today the quality on that finish. His problem is his confidence. He's got to have more self-belief. And we've sat down and talked to him. But, you know, as I say, it's him now. He's got to believe in himself. And after today's performance, and hopefully more performances like that, he will. And if he does get that, then we've got a real top player on our hands.
Thanks, Tony, you went for it today and it worked, didn't it? That was the essential part of the...
Well, I think we played a little bit forward and got round the Solomon a lot more today than what we've done. And that, you know, that helped us, because we play more front foot football.
And James Morrison back in the team for the first time in a while, a very important early goal for him.
Yeah, pleased for Mars. He's been, you know, he's obviously struggled with injuries over the past couple of months, and well, longer than that. So it's nice to have him. He's got a bit of quality, Mars, and he gets a goal as well. And I thought Brunty did very well. You know, let's not forget Chris. But they were all very, very good today, and I thought we came here and gave him a good game.
You needed the 3 points. You're up into mid-table now.
Always need 3 points. You know, you, as I've just said, we've played four very difficult games. When you think Man City, Liverpool, Tottenham and Leicester, the champions, and you get a point a game, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it suddenly looks a lot better from being fourth bottom to being 11th in the table going into the international break. Do you read too much into that?
Yep. You know, we've got a window coming up, and we have to get some quality in. You know, we've got Nasser who's come in and shown us what that quality does with the team. And we need to do the same. We don't need to get lots of players in, but we need to get players who are younger with more quality for this team to go on. You've seen the spirit today. Tremendous spirit and commitment as a group. We need that little bit more quality in the final third and in certain other areas. And that's what we'll, you know, the Chinese have been very, very open to, you know, what I've put towards them. And fingers crossed we can do that when the window opens.
And how nice is it to end Leicester's long unbeaten home league record? I think it's like 14 months or something, 20 games.
As I've just said, this club is a wonderful club, well run. And they had a fantastic, unbelievable season last year. And they're having a fantastic season this year.